Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Giants fans, you've been through a lot. The coach sucks. You got to get rid of him. Some of your most ardent fans are wearing paper bags over their head. We're talking about tanking. Daniel Jones is awful. The season's over. Yada, yada, yada. I have good news. I have reason to believe. If you're a New York football Giant fan, and sometimes belief comes from just taking a deep breath and thinking about the recent past. I want to bring you back not too long ago. And I am not doing this to make fun of anybody on this radio station, because I love everybody and we all have opinions. But I want you to hear what was said about the New York Mets within the last 3 months. Hit it, Loogie!
This group here and this core here and what we're watching now will be gone. Will be gone in the offseason. It'll be gone at the trade deadline. This is going to be a full-blown colon cleanse of this organization.
Colon cleanse.
By David Stearns. Mm. And it better be. Let's put it that way. It better be.
From a colon.
Because if it's not, yeah, then what the hell are we doing?
What are we doing? From a colon cleanse to a wild card race. That was said about the Mets a few months ago.
It is Prostate Awareness Month, is it not?
That's true. It's very timely. Let me give you another example of what was said about the now wild card leading New York Mets.
The Mets season is over. They are done. They are boring. They stink. Everybody knows it. Now it's time to act on that.
Yeah.
You want Lindor? How much of his contract do I have to eat? You want McNeil? Take him. He stinks. You want Diaz? I respect him. I'm not trying to diss him. Not the same guy. Go. You want Nimmo? Take him.
Here's the thing. I am not saying
that. That was BT, by the way.
That was BT.
Toasted and toasted.
This is not to make fun of G or BT, because those guys offered an opinion that most people actually had. That most people listening called up this radio station and said. So don't take this as, wow, they're a bunch of idiots. No, no, no. That was most of us. And then what happened? The New York Mets turned their season around. They won a walk-off game last night, and with just merely, it's unbelievable to think about this, with 12 games to go in the season, the New York Mets are the third wild card team. Now, imagine and think about what has been said about the New York Giants over the last week and a half. The head coach is a buffoon. The quarterback's inept. The core's rotten. They got to trade everybody. So, Tiki, can the New York football Giants of 2024 replicate the New York Mets of 2024?
Well, they're not quite where the Mets were yet. The Mets were so far under 500. That was 11 games that they ultimately reached to, and that's when people, I think that was probably the time frame where BT and Sal were going off on the Mets. But the reality is that it's two games into the season, and the Giants, get this, are a game out of first place in the NFC East. I know it doesn't feel like it, but the facts are the facts. But the perception is exactly what you're talking about. People have quit on the New York Giants. Hell, Sean wore a bag on his head yesterday for the entire day. I can't tell you how I couldn't get that image out of my head. It was like Mushmouth was staring at me from across the glass for the entirety of our show. And last week, after one loss, you were ready to tank for whoever. So is that perception that the Mets had early in their season, whatever it was, 20 games in, where they're under 500, so many games, and people were like, get rid of everybody. Yeah, it probably is the perception of a lot of guys. But can they be the Mets? Of course they can. You know why? Because it's the NFL, and the Giants are still getting better. The only thing we got to ask, and this is where we'll ponder, I think, is who is their Francisco Lindor? Who is the guy who rises to the occasion, becomes not only the clubhouse, or in this case, locker room leader, but also just starts balling? Really, it's that.
Right.
That's the thing that matters most. Because other than Malik Nabers' great game last weekend, who's balled for this team? Like, who is the stud? Who is the guy that you're saying, all right, I just saw my first Giant game. First two, I want his jersey.
Well, it's tough because a baseball player is at the plate with guys on base, and they can take center stage. Football is so different. But in terms of who's that kind of player, I think you've got a couple of choices. I mean, Dexter Lawrence is a hell of a football player.
True.
He made an impact more so in week one than he even did last week. Certainly Daniel Jones is not Francisco Lindor, but we've seen Daniel Jones quarterback a team to the postseason.
Right.
That doesn't mean he's your franchise quarterback. That doesn't mean, you know, this is the guy you want for the next 10 years. But he was good enough to be the quarterback of a team that made the playoffs and won a round. And that's the other similarity that the Giants and the Mets actually have. 2 years ago, the New York Mets won over 100 games, and they made the postseason. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, the New York Giants shocked the world, won 9 games, made the playoffs, and did something even the Mets couldn't do. Mets couldn't win a playoff series. The Giants were able to win a playoff game. And then the following year, maybe to the shock of all of us, both teams came crashing down to earth in pathetic fashion. The Mets went from being a 100-win team to a team that was selling at the trade deadline. The New York football Giants last year went from a team that had gone to the second round of the postseason to believing and trusting Tommy DeVito, right? So both crashed down a year ago, and both got off to bad starts. Like, every comparison isn't perfect. There is no Francisco Lindor on this team. But the Giants are being buried 2 weeks into the year. 2 weeks into the year, I'm hearing about how the coach has to go, the quarterback should be benched, everything sucks, they suck, you suck, we all suck. And my brain is saying, boy, this sounds familiar. Boy, it's like I heard this before. And I did. I heard it 3 months ago about the Mets. It was literally the same thing. So I know this doesn't work for Sean because he's a Yankee fan who hates the Mets. But for those like Loogie, who is a Met fan and a Giant fan, may I ask you a simple question? Why the hell not? Like, why 2 weeks into a football season, which granted is the equivalent of 18 baseball games, if we're being fair. So, you know, the Giants are the equivalent of being 0-18 right now. But if they win next week, guess what? They're 9-18. It's not the end of the world. Why can't we imagine the Giants doing something just a little bit similar to what the Mets just did not that long ago?
But remember, the Mets needed a spark, whether it was a team meeting, whether it was a song, whether it was Grimace. The Giants need that same spark. They need a savior. His name is Thomas Giuseppe DeVito. Tommy DeVito should be the quarterback. I'm serious. They need something to get them going. Saquon Barkley could drop all the passes he wants. The Giants still have to stack W's. They need a jolt in that locker room, T.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They need it.
You are, if anything, consistent.
he's very loyal.
100% consistent. It's the shared first name, I'm sure. But, you know, look, even though he is probably a little misguided that it's going to be Tommy DeVito, he's right. There needs to be, and this is kind of what I was alluding to, Evan, there needs to be somebody who just starts balling, right? And not in their PFF grade balling, because there's plenty of guys who have, I'm sure, graded out pretty well via PAF, but I mean game-impacting plays. I mean strip sacks if you're a defensive player, INTs if you're a secondary player, fumble cause fumbles, force fumbles if you're a linebacker, big play breaking tackles, scoring touchdowns for Devin Singletary, or just over the top doing Odell Beckham level crap if you're one of these wide receivers, right? That's what needs to happen in order for the catalyst to occur for an NFL team. It's like really hard to just piece your way into good. You know what I mean? Especially when you struggled. And so it takes a belief. It takes a development of an identity. And that's what the Giants are still figuring out. Now, the good thing is that from week one to week two, it looked so much better.
Well,
it
could have looked worse.
Exactly. But it could have looked the same.
Sure.
And honestly, that's what I was scared of.
Yeah.
That it was just going to get, there was going to be another dud, another. Oh, God, that was gross. I could have turned that thing off a quarter in and not missed anything. It wasn't that,
right?
There were some good pieces to it, in particular the Daniel Jones-Malik Nabers combo. But ultimately, the best thing you can do is win, and the Giants have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's early, and we always say, you can never say it's must win after a certain moment, but if the Giants want to be anything and keep their fan base believing in them, they have to beat the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, no question about it. No question. Like, here's the difference with baseball. You can struggle all the way until June, get hot, and turn your season around. In the equivalent of a 17-game season, this is June. No, I agree. This is June. This is the moment where they have to turn things around. And, you know, you ask, well, what would be the thing to spark them? What would be the player? See, I don't think it's one player, but if I wanted to answer that question with one player, the answer is Malik Nabers. Mm. And I'll give you a Giant comparison on how I think this could look on a Giant turnaround. And the season I'm thinking of, while it didn't end well, was an 11-win season. And I think we all would like an 11-win season. I think we'd be happy with an 11-win season.
Of course.
And that was 2016. In 2016, the New York Giants had a lot of talent on defense. And for that one year, a lot of the free agent hits that they had hit. And they actually had a top five defense. Their offense literally was throw to Odell Beckham Jr. and let him do crazy crap.
Yeah.
That was literally their offense.
Right.
And so when I look at this Giant team right now, their offense, and it's only been two games, and I know you love him, Sean loves him, Loogie loves him. Giant fans are in love with Malik Nabers. In fact, it looks like Sean's wearing a Malik Nabers t-shirt already.
Leak.
With 2 weeks in.
Oh, you're sticking with that? You like that now?
I never didn't.
You like that? Yeah. Oh, Cousins. He likes that.
I love it.
I think we saw how aggressive the Giants were this past week in targeting Malik Nabers and trying to get him involved in this offense.
18 of the 27.
So I think that offensively, that's the spark. And defensively, this is a boring answer, but it's the truth. You just need guys to play better.
Mm.
Dexter Lawrence is an impact player. Brian Burns can be an impact player. Kayvon Thibodeau is growing into an impact player.
Kayvon is Lindor, by the way.
You think so?
The undeserved, maybe some deserve, but the criticism of he's not the kind of player we thought we were getting, but still makes impactful plays, need him to take off and carry that defense.
But he's got to start doing it.
I agree.
He's got to start doing it.
And after April, Lindor started doing it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no perfect comparison with this because Lindor was a superstar player in another city, but maybe in terms of draft expectations, Kayvon was drafted with expectations of being a star. But one thing I said to you 2 weeks ago, and I still believe it 2 weeks into the season, they have talent on defense.
Of course they do.
This Shane Bowen defense should be a lot better than what we've seen over the first 2 weeks, and I don't necessarily know if 2 weeks in we can make the declarative statements that everyone wanted to make about the Mets 2 weeks and 2 months into the season. Like, they have more talent than being the worst team in the NFL.
Well,
I believe that 2 weeks ago, and I certainly believe that now.
They're not the worst team in the NFL. Even statistically, they're not, even though they haven't scored a ton. So they're down there in that category. But we know that the talent is there. It's just putting it all together. That's what it feels like. And so much of it is new, so it's easy to explain it away if you're going to be a blind supporter. But the reality is winning is the only thing that matters in the NFL. It doesn't matter how you get it done. For instance, I'm calling the Chicago Bears this weekend. They're 1-1. They looked terrible last weekend in their loss to the Houston Texans. But they're 1-1, so they won a game.
Right?
It feels terrible to look bad, but you got a victory. Even the Jets would say this in some regards.
Yes.
You know, I think they look better than is probably being perceived out there. But like, you just have to win. It doesn't matter how you do it. And if you're going to win ugly, then win ugly. And if that's going to be how you do it, do it.
Yes. And I'll tell you another comparison that kind of rings true with the Mets, especially late in May when they were burying themselves. They were burying themselves, but they were still not buried.
Yes.
Like, they were 11 games under 500, but I would look at the standings and say, wow, they're only five games out of a wild card spot. And that mattered. It mattered because you can make up those five games if you turn your season around. Well, last night, the Philadelphia Eagles reminded the entire country on that embarrassingly pathetic Philadelphia-centric broadcast known as ESPN. I think it was Kyle Brandt who phrased this, so I'll copy Kyle and give him credit. The E in ESPN last night standed for Eagles.
Right.
And I think we all saw that. But we all saw the Eagles' defense on full display. We all saw the Dallas Cowboys over the weekend on full display. The New York Giants are a game out of the division. And by the way, there's a decent chance the Eagles and the Cowboys are both going to be 1-2. Dallas has to play Baltimore. The Eagles are dealing with the red-hot, you-can't-stop New Orleans Saints. So I know that may not seem like it matters, but it mattered for the Mets back in May. And they were able to pull themselves up. They were able to get themselves in a race. And on September 17th, much to the shock of most people on this radio station and most people listening, you all were wrong. The Mets are alive.
Yeah.
So why can't the Giants be the Mets?
They can be. It's just, but it has to start with victory soon. And by soon, I mean this weekend. Otherwise, that 0-3 becomes, what is it, 0-27?
Wait, you just hit on it. No, wait a second. Stop right there.
You're doing nine games per NFL weekend?
No, it's not the O. It's not that. It's the O.
Oh.
He said O, and he's right. The New York Mets turnaround involved OMG. So you're right. So you know what? Do me a favor, Tiki.
Okay.
I want you to give me a couple of minutes.
And you're going to create an AI song?
When we come back,
Not only are we going to take
your phone calls on the renaissance of the New York Giants, why can't they be the New York Mets? We are going to present to you the rally song for the New York Giants, much like the Mets have OMG. What should the Giants have?
Oh, we're not doing that.
You're going to hear it. You're going to love it, and we're all going to believe coming up. Toll-free numbers 888-808-1019. Why can't the New York football Giants, who are being buried locally, being buried nationally, follow suit of the New York Mets, who are also buried locally and buried nationally? We'll get to your calls coming up about that. There's a lot of Yankees to get to later on as well as they begin a very critical West Coast trip. Plus, does Aaron Boone have a major decision with his lineup that you're not even thinking about that could change their fortunes in the postseason? We don't know if they're going to finish the job or not. The New York Mets had a renaissance. They were dead and buried in late May. Trade everybody. They suck. The core's rotten. This is horrible. And they turn their season around. And here the New York Mets are, after an ugly but important victory last night against the Washington Nationals. They are in the driver's seat for the third wild card spot. They're only a game back in the second wild card spot with the tiebreaker. They turn their season around. And here are the New York Giants trying to do the same thing. They're 0-2. The fans have given up. Sean wants to tank. Can the Giants be the Mets? Now, you just heard, oh my God, the Mets have a slogan. The Mets have a rally song. So I'm trying to be a good guy. I'm not even a Giant fan, but I'm a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I took liberties of trying to create a slogan. So if the Mets have, oh my God, are you ready for this one?
No, but I'm going to listen to it anyways.
No. How about this slogan? Since everyone thinks the Giants are dead, if they turn their season around, holy crap.
What?
Holy crap. It's like, oh my God. It's basically the same thing.
Holy crap.
Holy crap. The slogan of the 2024 New York Giants. And if you like that, then maybe, Tiki, you should listen to this.
Holy crap. We're back and better than ever. Holy crap. Shiny, shiny, bright like treasure. Crap. You know we're gonna win. Holy crap. Let the victory begin.
All right. We got it. Turn it off.
I'm trying to rally a team, and you're...
That's insulting to... You know what? I'm taking the bag off the head. That is insulting to the Giant fan base. You came in here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon where Giant fans, for once, got a little glimmer of happiness last night watching the Eagles lose.
Yes.
And you decided to turn the open, which I thought was creative, Mets-Yankee comparison, into a long-winded way
to force feed an AI song to the audience that you created.
No. I'm trying to give you an Oh My God.
Oh My God works because it's an athlete on the Mets who wrote a creative song that he danced his ass off to.
If that was somebody else's song, it would not resonate the same way.
If Brian Burns came out with an absolute cheek slapper, then we'd play it and we'd rally. You with your iMac making a song, it's not going to save the Giants.
So if Jamie Gillen came out and said, you know
Jamie
what?
Jamie Gillen?
Yeah. Why can't it be the punter?
Well,
why the hell not?
I guess he's got plenty of time to attempt the song. He can't attempt the kick.
No, what if he took this song and said, you're right, I like this. Holy crap. That's the slogan of the 2024 New York Giants.
Holy crap.
Yeah, why not? Oh my God, is the Mets slogan. You know, why not? Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Here's the problem, too. This sounds like every one of your AI songs.
Yes. There's no uniqueness to it.
First of all, stop bad-mouthing
music.
There's
no swag to it.
The whole point is to try to turn the Giants season around.
There's no cool factor to it.
You don't think that's cool?
No, because holy crap is like has a negative connotation.
Right. And not only that, 11 minutes ago, I left the segment going, and I said this to Loogie, I think I like the Giants versus the Browns Sunday.
See, I inspired you.
And the moment I think I'm immediately betting the Browns Sunday.
First of all, don't get lost in the song. My point is the Giants need to kind of find that Met mojo. The Met mojo worked because everyone's rallying around that same, kind of when you think about it, dopey slogan. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy crap.
No,
Tweedledee, Tweedledum. It's kind of the same thing.
I think, oh, my God, is a metaphor. And it is not rallying around the song. It's rallying around the individuals on the team.
Mm.
It's not necessarily, this song made us XYZ. It was Francisco Lindor implored us to be accountable to one another. I think that's what happened in that meeting.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
No. Right.
And one of those accountability ways of being accountable was Iglesias' song.
Oh, my God.
It's deeper than just the song.
By the way, when you just hear, like, briefly each song, they're both kind of awesome.
Holy crap!
When you think about it, it's not that far off.
If you want to find a rallying cry, the Giants' next home game is a week from Thursday versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, so what's the rallying cry instead of holy crap?
The Hamburglar rings the bell to start the game.
So you're going to copy that one?
If we're going to steal anything, that's what we do.
You go grimace stealing before you go cute song catchphrase. Yes.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I think the reminder that the Mets have given us this year, and truthfully the Giants gave us 2 years ago, is that when we bury a team, which we do a lot because we're very reactionary as fans, they could bite us in the ass. They can actually prove us all wrong. And look, there's a chance that the Giants don't prove us wrong. Of course, there's a chance they suck. But they have enough talent, and it starts on Sunday. And they've been given like a little bit of a break with what Dallas and Philadelphia has done over the last week, where it's not over.
Yeah.
It really isn't. And that's why I'm embarrassed for guys like Sean that want to put the paper bag over their head.
Not anymore.
You're 2 weeks into a football season.
Are you done with the paper bag?
I'm going to tell you right now. Last night revived my football season.
The Met win?
No. The Eagle loss. I realized how bad the Eagles are, how dysfunctional the Eagles are. And I just, pining over some of this Brown stuff, I'm licking my chops at Deshaun Watson. I'm back, baby.
Wow, that's amazing.
We're not
that
dead.
It's
one thing for me to give you a Met-Giant comparison, but it's one thing for this guy who yesterday spent the entire show with a paper bag over his head, last week argued with Brandon Jacobs on the radio about tanking, to now immediately say, we're back! We're going to beat the Browns!
Oh, don't you love the fickle fan of Sean Morash?
I love the fickle fan.
Eight wins could win this division.
Now, let's get to your phone calls. Is this possible? Can the Giants turn their season around? And isn't it fair to look at what the Mets did and how wrong they proved just about everybody as they did turn their season around? 888-808-1019. Kevin is in Farmingville. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. What's up? Was just calling. I wanted to thank you guys for calling out the Mets and Giants fans in New York. There's way more than they think. And also, I just wanted to say that coming from somebody who defended Daniel Jones for 4 or 5 years, like, to watch everybody blame Brian Daboll for missing all three of those two-point conversions, you'd be lying if you said that any effective quarterback in the NFL would convert at least one of those. When he is actually getting time in the pocket now, also. We can't blame it on that anymore either.
How much of the failed two-point conversions do you put on Daniel Jones? How much of it on Brian Daboll?
I think it's 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah. The play, the call design could be better.
Yes, clearly.
Definitely. Execution, you put it on the quarterback because the quarterback's job is to ultimately make whatever is called work. But I look at those plays, and I'm like, what would I have done? If I was the quarterback and I was an elite quarterback,
right,
a hypothetical, what would I have done given the exact same circumstances? Probably exactly what he did. There was nothing there.
Right.
And so, except for maybe I would have just been more aggressive and just said, screw it, I'm going to run it.
Right.
I'm going to just like physically try to make it work that way. It's just, I don't know. Two-point plays are, they're dicey because you have one or two that you practice. But when you got to constantly be thinking about it, you end up not wanting to give away your best two-point plays. So you call a regular, maybe third and short play or goal line play instead.
So memory serves correct. The most famous two-point conversion in the Brian Daboll era was the first one.
Yes.
Was week one 2 years ago against the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
What was that play call again?
It was an outside sweep or zone, outside run by Saquon Barkley. Right.
And in that sequence, it actually was
kind of dead.
Right.
The reason it worked is Saquon broke a tackle and then ran through another defender.
Well, that's my point. Like, what made that play work, and that really in a lot of ways turned out to be one of the most important moments early on of Brian Daboll's coaching career,
right,
was that he had Saquon Barkley. That's a kind of an easier decision than what he tried to pull out of his rear end over the weekend. But what is the saving grace of this bad start is, as bad as last year was, and it was bad. There's no denying how bad it was. And obviously the start against Minnesota and losing 2 days ago against Washington. This coach-quarterback combo, while they may not remind you of Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning or Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they showed you 2 years ago they can make the postseason.
Yeah, of course.
It's in them.
Right.
It's happened before.
And by the way, the old line's probably a little bit better, right? The defense, I don't want to say if it's better because it's just so much younger in the secondary. Mm-hmm. Like that year they had, you know, some good secondary from players, including, you know, Xavier and Julian Love. So they were like good gamers in that secondary. This year it's a little bit more vulnerable, but that's neither here nor there. The reality is, like, creating a way or devising ways to win games in the NFL, it's hard. Even against teams that are supposed to be easy, like the Commanders were. But the way you do it is by being sound in the moments that matter the most. And a two-point conversion, that's a moment that matters, especially when you don't have a kicker.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's go to Chris up in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
All right, so I'm going to come at you guys as an IFO, as Evan likes to say, an independent football observer.
Yep.
So, you know, here in Michigan, we've seen some terrible teams with the Lions, obviously. So my best friend's a Giants fan, so I've watched their, you know, the Eli years, TCU, everything pretty closely as well. So Daboll is really, he's on the cusp of a level of a Dan Campbell. Right? You know, people like him. They think he's got this upside, and he really does. The players tend to like him. He's got this no-nonsense attitude, too. But, you know, Campbell made a mistake against Tampa Bay, and he admitted it from Sunday. You know, if they weren't on Hard Knocks, this franchise, there may not be so many strong takes or opinions on this team from top to bottom, whether it's the coaching staff, the front office, or even the players.
It's a good point.
Now, New York fans. Yeah, New York fans, they're quick to look for a scapegoat. It's either Daniel Jones or Saquon when he's mistaken. You know, you look at Sirianni and Philly, okay? He's an easy target. And with what the team did last year, he does definitely warrant a lot of it. But at the end of the day, when it comes to the play that was called last night, the players have to execute the plays. So you can point to anything to, point the finger at anything from office, coaching, calls, whatever. I think the rally call for this team is exactly that. It needs to be a team. It needs to be everyone picking each other up.
Yeah.
And like you said, the coaching staff.
The challenge with it being like, it's that almost becomes too cliche-ish. Like there's nothing tangible that you can take from that other than let's play harder for one another.
Right.
Type of thing. But, I mean, in actuality, he's right. I mean, I'm just, when you go back and you think about those two-point conversions, the first one, if Theo Johnson screens the middle linebacker as he's supposed to, he completely misses him, and he did the right thing by not actually hitting him because it would have been pass interference, then the running back is scot-free, right? And he's in the flat, and Daniels, it's an easy completion. It's a two-point conversion. So it comes down to execution.
Yeah, look at the Malik Nabers fourth down play.
100%.
Catch it.
Malik Nabers, ball, he's his feet,
He did everything right. Got to the sideline, stopped, planted his feet, inbounds, just catch the football. Right? It sounds simple, but in that critical moment, like, you got to learn how to be clutch.
Yeah.
And he's a rookie.
You got to make the plays when they matter most.
Right. And I know he took a lot of the fault and blame, and he sat in his locker front by himself for a while after the game, at least reportedly. I didn't see it, obviously, but that's what people were saying. I get it, but you're young.
Yeah.
You don't always make all the best plays.
You know, he brought up Dan Campbell. Here's one of the biggest differences between Dan Campbell and Brian Daboll, and a lot of it's unfair, but it's the reality. Dan Campbell's first year with the Detroit Lions back in 2021, he inherited this bad roster, bad team, won everybody over with a press conference, and went 3-13.
Yeah.
3-13. And everyone looked at him and said, all right, well, they're making progress. Just give them some time. And then he followed that up with a 9-win season, an inspirational 9-win season in which they felt like a playoff team, even though they didn't make the playoffs, but essentially winning that Week 17 game or Week 18 game against Green Bay felt like it. Then they follow it up by even more progress. They win 12 games. They get to the NFC Championship game. Dan Campbell's coaching has been like this. I'm holding my hand out, and I'm pointing up. It's been going up. Brian Daboll made the mistake of having too good a first year because his best year was his first year. And then they calmed down with a bad second year, and who knows what this year is going to be. So when you start to go down at the end of a roller coaster, it's a lot different than when you start kind of at the bottom and you peak your way up the way Campbell has in the 3+ years he's been the head coach of the Lions.
Yeah, you're right. It feels like it was immediate success for Dan Campbell, but It took a year.
It really wasn't. Think about how different we would feel if the Giants' first year was, or Daboll's first year was last year, and then his second year was 2022.
Yeah.
The year in which they shocked everybody and made the postseason. But that's why this year, it's almost like the rubber game of a 3-game series. This is the year where you try to determine, okay, what the hell is he?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks in, they're being tested.
Yeah.
There's no question. But it's not over. Like, I've heard too many people, led by you, and you could change your opinion 12 hours later, putting a bag over your head, thinking about tanking, with 2 weeks into an NFL season.
But this is where I am right about the other thing. Yes, I'm not really giving up today. I do feel more optimism today. But here's the truth, Evan. Let's be transparent and as clean as possible. The Giants still have everything in front of them. But we made a point, and the whole world made a point, if you lose those first two games versus two teams that are winnable, you can't deny that that was going to put this team in this kind of hole.
I want to counter that, because you're right. Okay, we sat here 2 weeks ago, we looked at the schedule, which is the biggest mistake anybody can make, but we do it anyway, and said, wow, if you can't beat Minnesota and Washington, look at the rest of their schedule. Well, let's what? You know what we should do, Teague?
Yeah.
Let us look at the rest of their schedule. The Minnesota Vikings, the team they got their ass kicked by, actually look legitimately really good. That's number one. Number two, the team they play on Sunday, the Cleveland Browns, despite the win over the weekend, they look flawed as can be.
They do.
Let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. That's the team they play the week after. How'd the Cowboys look on Sunday?
Yeah, pretty terrible.
The Bengals, who they face in 2 weeks on a Sunday night, the Bengals are 0-2. You can tell me they're fine, but they are.
The Giants aren't going toe-to-toe with the Chiefs the way the Bengals did.
Hold on. Did they win or did they lose?
They lost.
Okay, I mean, then who cares? The Jets went toe. Okay, you want to play that game? Here's why you're a hypocrite. Jets went toe to toe with the Chiefs last year and lost because of officials. I didn't hear you saying that after the show or after the game.
You got me on that one.
Oh, I did get you on that one. Oh, let's keep going. The Philadelphia Eagles. Ooh, they're so scary. You just popped a bottle of champagne last night watching their defense basically not be able to stop a nosebleed.
Right.
So for everything you say about the schedule, for everything I said about the schedule, watch this. I'm going to raise my hand. I was idiotic to overanalyze an NFL schedule before the season starts, because we have no idea what these teams are. So if you're hanging to, well, the Giants are buried because 2 weeks ago we all said they better win a game.
Right.
Well, things change, pal.
Yeah, but I'll tell you
like
what.
That, Tiki?
What hasn't changed.
Thanks.
Despite the positives we saw from the offense, what hasn't changed is the Giants' defense. When does that light switch come on and they don't give up 600
yards
on the
ground? They got to be
better. Right.
But when
they
does that happen?
They gave up way too many big plays.
Yeah, 3rd and 13s. My point is, yes, they have to be better. And I do think they'll eventually get it with Bowen. But when does that happen? Because if they get swarmed by the Browns' defense this week and you're 0-3, then it's a short week versus Dallas. So, you know, there's only so many weeks in a row we could keep saying it's still right in front of them.
Well, look, I'm not saying—are they 0-5? Are we saying this now?
Is it over if they lose Sunday?
Probably. Sure.
Okay, and then we can retire the
over? The playoff hopes are over.
Okay.
Right? That's what we're talking about.
Until they win four in a row.
And for the record, I still think if they only win three games this year, I don't think you punish Dable and Shane for that year one with 2022. That's why I think that's ridiculous.
Well, but look, you win a couple of games in a row. I know what Tiki's going to say. May not say it on the air. He's going to look at me and say, wow, holy crap. That's what he's going to say.
Right.
Can't believe they turned
it around. I'm not saying it in the vein of that song.
Doesn't matter. As long as you say it, I win. Holy crap. You don't have to sing.
You deflated a fan base with that song.
Oh, shut up.
I'm ashamed of
you. You've ruined a country today.
Right. I've ruined a country.
Because you're not a Giant fan. You didn't put much effort into it. You let AI just lead you astray.
You question my effort?
Yes.
What if I made a rally song for the Jets Thursday night game against the Patriots?
Can you make it, like, with some bass in it?
Forget making it. He should be singing it.
Right.
Fair enough. All right, touche. Thursday, I will debut me singing a Jet rally song. God. And we'll see if that deflates the fan base. Let's go to Joey in Massapequa. What's up, Joey?
Yo, what's going on, boys? I guess this is more for Sean. And it's not just him. A lot of friends are talking about tanking. Well, what I don't understand is you want to look back to 2018. We took Saquon, but the two consensus top quarterbacks were Donald Rosen, Allen, and Lamar much later. And you look at history, there's more second-round players in the league than first-round. They're all lotto tickets, Sean.
First of all, there's not more.
It's week two. What do you mean tanking?
Joey, there's actually not more second-round quarterbacks. The really good ones are basically Hurts and it.
No, I didn't say quarterbacks, just players in general.
Okay,
we could have had Micah Parsons.
Joey, also.
He was he'd be going number one today, if you look back. And we blew that with Tony. But there's no sure thing, Sean.
Joey,
this
is what really frustrates me and really angers me from Giant fans when I hear the no sure thing. Of course there's no sure thing. But 2018 was 6 years ago, and unfortunately, this is a league-wide issue. The league and the draft trends are changing. The quarterbacks are all going in the top four. Sure, you could hit on one later. And just because Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen went later in the draft
Mahomes did, too.
Right. But so what? That means
you just named the top three quarterbacks in the NFL, though.
Okay, but I don't think those guys go that late anymore. I think in a draft like that, they would go top five. The last 3 years has changed the way the draft's gone, and that's why it's an NFL problem, and the Giants, unfortunately, need to be there. And when you say tank, of course the players and coaches aren't going to tank. It's what's best for the organization. The Giants beat the Patriots in Washington, and it was fun last year in Green Bay, and it was fun last year. Thankfully, they have Malik Nabers. Had they lost, maybe it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
What has a better chance of happening? Let's play like the percentage game. What has a better chance of happening? The Giants turning their season around, kind of like the Mets did in baseball, and surprising people, and giving you a fun season, and maybe winning 8 or 9 games, and dare I say, making the postseason. Does that have a better chance of happening, or do you have a better chance of losing all the games you want to lose, and hitting on the right pick, whomever that is, and that guy altering your organization the way Eli Manning did? What has a better chance of happening?
Probably the 8 wins?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So why would you sit there as a football fan rooting against that kind of magic?
Because unfortunately, Evan,
for a lottery ticket that you're not even going to know the answer to for multiple years.
Evan, all that is right. Here's the unfortunate truth about the NFL. You cannot win a Super Bowl without hitting the lottery ticket. So I need the best advantage in getting to that lotto.
So based on that attitude as a sports fan, what you would say is, I'd rather miss the playoffs. I'd rather just be awful and continue to collect those lottery tickets because being good and making the playoffs, it's not worth it. I'd rather just suck forever until I can potentially get the lottery ticket that gives me a chance to win a championship.
It's a double-edged sword because you also don't want to be barren of talent and not give that quarterback a chance to succeed either. It's unfortunately a perfect threading of the needle you need to find, but I know this. As much as I like Daniel Jones and I saw a promise, it's year 6. I know they're not going to be a Super Bowl team with Daniel Jones leading the way.
Yeah.
That's the only guarantee I do have.
Yeah, but I think part of the challenge, Sean, is that you might not be a Super Bowl team with Daniel Jones, but at least you can be a competent team.
Okay.
Like, what are we talking about? Like, do we want a team that's entertaining and can win every weekend, or is it a team like, I need to win the Super Bowl? Because, trust me, if you're going to, like, pine to win a Super Bowl, your defense either has to get really damn good or your quarterback better be one of the top three in the league. That's just the reality of football right now. And a lot of that is because of the quarterbacks you have to beat in order to get there. You know what I mean?
No, so I know.
If your quarterback is flawed and in bigger moments, like in the postseason, is going to make a mistake or not be up to the challenge, you're just going to get beat by the better quarterbacks. That's the reality of where the NFL is right now. Now, part of that's just skewed because Pat Mahomes is
been so amazing for the last 5 years, but you got to beat them, right? Some of the best players in football, best teams, Baltimore Ravens, they can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs. The Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills, they can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And who beat the Kansas City Chiefs? I know, Tom Brady did.
And Joe Burrow.
And Joe Burrow, but their team was flawed.
But at least I know I have a puncher's chance if I have the quarterback. To me, the worst thing you could be in the NFL is the Andy Dalton Bengals, where you're constantly having those fun seasons, but you just know you're going to get to January and it's empty.
Let's go to Corey in Rutherford. How you doing, Corey?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
Long-time fan. The big thing that I see the difference between the Giants this year, and again, you know, Dan Campbell, you talked about that earlier. Dan Campbell talked in his Hard Knocks episode about, you know, when they were all in camp and they were practicing, hitting and all of that, and the guys were getting beat up, and he gave that speech about promising.
Yeah.
You know, you look at this team this year, and I was at the first game. I'm a season ticket holder, and I watched, like, religiously. I'm like Evan, like, fanatical, where I'm DVRing the game and watching, literally watching in slow-mo different plays back and forth. We're not ready. Defensively, we are not prepared. We are not competing prepared. You see guys taking plays off. You see guys not pursuing the backside. We're not football ready.
Honestly, Corey, I think, I don't know if it's football ready. I think it's on the defensive side of the ball. They're still trying to figure out what Shane Bowen wants them to do. Like, they don't bring a ton of pressure, but when they do, there was a couple plays, Zach Ertz in particular, where he's just wide open, right? And as I watch it, I'm like, what are they trying to do here? There's pressure coming, but you're playing zone behind it, so it's a zone dog, but who's covering the open guys? You know what I mean? Or who's responsible for what? So I think there's a learning process that's happening, and that just happens all the time when you have new pieces in place. But something Sean said about the Cincinnati Bengals, I think those Cincinnati Bengals teams are grossly misunderstood. They were good. They had the quarterback, they had the talent, offensively, defensively, but every time they got to the postseason, somebody important was hurt. Whether it was a wide receiver, whether it was a quarterback, whether it was one of their defensive stalwarts, like, they just never got to the next season healthy. And so that's half the battle, is getting someplace healthy.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It takes a lot of luck sometimes to get that.
Marvin Lewis takes too much criticism for that.
100% he does. Because those were well-coached teams. And I guess it took Cincinnati a long time, but now I guess Zach Taylor now with Joe Burrow and a new nouveau, you know, way offenses are run, maybe have a chance to do that. They're 0-2 too, though. So it's one of those things where, like, it's really hard to look at history and use it as an indicator of what's going to happen going forward.
No, you can't. And honestly,
not anymore.
And I don't even say this as a fan. I just say this as math. Okay, this is my math opinion. And this includes football. This includes baseball. And I hear this a lot from Yankee fans. We're not built for October. We're always there and we come up short.
Right.
And I always felt that way about the Ravens, not the Raven team that beat you, that post-Raven team. They were always in the playoffs. They would always come up short.
Mm-hmm.
And my attitude, I remember saying this on the air, was just make the playoffs every year. One of these years,
and that's what
you're
going to
get hot.
And that's what happened.
And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
And I even say that about the Yankees. Like, yeah, I know. It seems like it's the same thing that dogs them come October. Give me the team, whether it's in baseball or football, that makes the playoffs every freaking season.
Right.
And I'll just take a little bit of a gamble that one of these years, maybe it's luck, Tiki. Maybe it's other teams being ravaged by injuries. Maybe it's the luck of my team being healthy. Maybe it's the luck of my team playing great at the right time. But if I get there enough, I'll take my chance that one of those years I'm going to get lucky and I'm going to win.
Yeah.
So when you besmirch a football team that got there all the time and happened to never get lucky, happened to never get hot at the right time, I'd still sign for that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the odds tell me one of these days I'm going to get hot.
Yeah. What year was that did Joe Flacco?
2012. It was the year after the Giants won the Super Bowl, because remember, a year earlier, the Ravens were about to go to the Super Bowl, and then Lee Evans dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone in New England, and then what's his name? Billy Cundiff
missed
a game-tying field goal, a chip shot, that you never know what happens next.
Right.
And so they were horribly unlucky, and then they came back the very next year, got the job done, got to the Super Bowl, the lights went out, and they beat the Niners.
I remember that lead up, because we got a chance to chat with Jim Caldwell, who took over as offensive coordinator. And the question was like, all right, what's going to be your secret? He's like, I'm running the ball. I'm giving the ball to Ray Rice. Ray Rice had 1,100 yards that year, right? He was a good player. But I forget who the coordinator was before Jim Caldwell. Cam Cameron. I just looked it up. Cam Cameron was so obsessed with being this Joe Flacco passing offense. It was like, dude, we play great defense. Run the ball, play great defense.
Right.
And it led them to a championship.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. More of your calls coming up. Plus, last night on Monday Night Football, he dropped a pass that cost his team the game. Is it wrong that it made you feel that good?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.